Well, good morning. Welcome to the Word for Life broadcast, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church in Brookfield, Wisconsin. We're located on 4470 North Pilgrim Road, and our number at the church is 262-783-6180, if we can be of help to you. My name is Pastor Ken Keltner, and I am filling in for Pastor Greg Huffman, who is our seniors pastor and our counseling pastor here at Brookside. And we're with Bryce and Janie Hamilton. We've had two broadcast thus far with Bryce and Janie, and Bryce and Janie's newest staff position here at Brookside that was filled with Bryce. He is our youth pastor. Said on past broadcasts, what I'm thankful, Bryce and Janie, about you both is that you are both committed to this task that God has set before you. And so I welcome you back. I say good morning to you again here and look forward to how God's going to use you in the lives of people this morning as they're on their way to work, or maybe you got the day off and you're enjoying time just to go out, or you're possibly listening as you're shoveling snow. But we're glad that you're with us this morning. Bryce and Janie, thanks for being back again. Talking about teens, battles, struggles that you see going on. One area that during the break in broadcast, what we had talked about was this whole aspect of social media. I mean, you're going to know more about that than I would know. And that's part of it. Parents, they're a little bit older, or even grandparents. I mean, we know nothing about social media, the instant gram and the, you know, I mean, I got texting down. I mean, emails is almost like a thing of the past. Go through some of the social media that really seems to almost be an addiction to kids.
Yeah, suddenly you see for teens is that they're looking for a connection. And social media can become an addiction when they pursue that superficial connection. And there's a kind of way that you can use social media to manufacture likes and interactions, and it kind of tricks the teens into thinking that those interactions are real. And since they're looking for connections on social media, there are also a lot of dangerous connections that they can make. They're looking for a connection, then all of a sudden there is one. And it could be a fake account, or it could be not necessarily a fake account. It could be a predator.
Could be a predator.
With a fake account, or it could be another teen that's just going to poison their mind. But they're looking for those connections, and social media is a easy way for them, especially if they don't have the discipline to develop those connections face-to-face. Mm. So social media just kind of becomes easy. It's like
fantasy land.
That's the word. Yeah, it's a fantasy relationships that don't really exist, but makes you feel like they do.
Yeah, probably makes the heart beat a little bit faster and a little bit harder.
Exactly.
Guys, girls fall prey to this one more than the other, or what?
I think, well, Bryce was just talking about this a few weeks ago with our teens. I think girls are a little more prone to fall for it because, again, back to what we talked about, the emotional attention. And just a few of different social media, I guess, things that, I don't know if parents you've heard of, but there's some called Whisper, Yik Yak. I know everyone's heard of Facebook. That's even an old one now. Mm-hmm. Instagram, Snapchat. If you've never heard of those, I would definitely do some research on them. And if you see that your teen has that on your phone, especially with some of them, you can, like, Whisper and Yik Yak, they're kind of ones that you can go on there, say whatever you want, and people aren't supposed to know who you are.
Oh, that'd be dangerous.
Exactly. And I think it's important as parents to do that research to know, like, what are these apps? I have no idea. They need to know. If your teens have access to that and they have no filter on their phone, there's a danger there, a freedom that they don't know how to limit themselves if they've never been given limits.
Mm-hmm. Do you think kids have kind of taken over this aspect of social media? Mom and dad don't know. They don't have a clue what I'm doing. And moms and dads, it's just a hassle to keep checking their phones to see what they're doing.
Yeah, I think that teens are smart, especially when it comes to what they want. And you might set a limit on one thing, but with technology, there's always going to be something else.
Yeah.
And so then it just takes education and just making sure we know what's out there, and also training our kids, hey, technology can be dangerous, but can also be a very useful tool, and not just teach against the dangers, but also show them, hey, these are the good things that you can do, and encourage them in that way.
We talked in the last broadcast about video games. Do you think even for some kids that's not even relevant, that they're totally into the social media and they spend all their time on that? Has it grown that fast?
I think for guys, video games can trap their mind. There's something about accomplishing something, and video games kind of gives that fake impression to guys that they're accomplishing something. Girls, they're more socially driven. And so I think girls are more captured by the social media. So, and that's, again, what makes it easy for the predators, is that the girls are the ones that are naturally drawn to the social media, and the guys are the ones that are naturally drawn to the video games. And you can even see that in the way it's advertised, in the way video games are advertised, and the way social media gets advertised. Social media is advertised very emotionally, and video games are advertised very visually. And that just goes to show who they're advertising for and whose minds each one captures.
Talked about it before, but God instituted right there at creation the family. Then he instituted government. And then he instituted the church with Christ as the head of the church. And really all three are attacked by Satan because he understands how God established this and set this up. Again, so much of it, as we've talked, goes back to moms and dads, you know, and moms and dads can't say, do as I say, not what I do, because kids see right through the hypocrisy. You mentioned it earlier. Kids are smart, especially technology. I just heard this last week of elementary kids that know how to hack into bank accounts. Their minds must be going so fast on this whole IT progression that, I mean, I had trouble even playing the FIFA video game with my boys, you know. I thought, well, I'll go down and do something they like doing, and, you know, I'm all thumbs. I think they beat me like 25-0. That was after the first 10 minutes, you know, in soccer. I'd almost want to say, Kathy, you take care of that. You figure out what they're doing on the media side of life. I don't even want to try to keep up with it. But that's a huge mistake for a dad to turn that over, just let that go and not actually deal with it, or even follow up and support his wife with, hey, this is what she's on right now, and this is not good, and it needs to be dealt with. Again, if you're just joining us, Bryce and Janie Hamilton. Bryce is our youth pastor at Brookside Baptist Church, and we're just talking about their love and their passion for teenagers, want to help teens. Teens are struggling today, whether it's homeschool, private school, public school, Christian school. I mean, kids are struggling. They're going through intense battles because the enemy would love to knock out the next generation of taking the message of the gospel. I mean, you see it in Christian colleges closing down now, less young men that are preparing for ministry. Where have we gone off the track here? Janie, you keep mentioning it goes back to moms and dads.
Yeah, and like you were saying earlier, you took time to spend with your sons playing FIFA soccer, and you were terrible, and you're like, this is no fun to me.
Yeah. You don't have to emphasize that I was terrible. Even though if they were here, they'd be cracking up going, Janie, preach it. He was terrible.
Well, you freely admit that, but I'm sure if I also asked your sons how much that meant to them, they would say, yeah, that was pretty cool that Dad, even though it wasn't his favorite thing to do, he took that time to spend with us.
Got interested in something they were interested in.
Right, and that probably had some sort of impact on them. I think it's important. I feel like it's kind of a lost art today for parents to have that special time with each of their kids. Maybe not every single week taking a night out, but, you know, every other week having a date with your daughter, the fathers, and moms going out with your sons doing something they enjoy doing, and vice versa. And I just think that makes a huge impact on teens when parents show that care and that love towards them and doing something that the teens love doing, and the parents are like, okay, well, this is actually fun.
Yeah, and I think it goes back to the consistency, but also we might have some teens listening right now. or kids, junior high, elementary age kids. I mean, there is a scriptural principle. I mean, God did establish an umbrella of safety for those still living at home, and it's called moms and dads. And I would say to moms and dads, if your teen or pre-college even get up to that point and they want to remove themselves from that protective umbrella, a lot of times I see parents try to chase them down and get that umbrella back over them, because God can definitely work when they step outside of His direction, His command. And one that is constantly and was constantly reminded to me, there were two, but Ephesians 6, 1 through 3 says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth." And it is implied there. God is giving a very specific command there to kids to obey and to honor their parents. And what we see today with a lack of respect for authority, a lack for respect for moms and dads, comes back to a satanic attack for young people not to follow God and not to follow God's word, especially when it comes to this area with their parents. My dad, before I could even eat a meal, would always have me quote Proverbs 10:1, Proverb of Solomon, "A wise son maketh a glad father, a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother." And he would always look at me and say, "Now, you can be disrespectful and you can be disobedient." And he goes, "And you know, I'm going to deal with it. But if you continue down that path," that verse is saying, "that kills your mother." And I used to tell my boys, after seeing you boys born and being right there in the birth room when you were born into this world, I thought immediately, how could any guy, how could any young girl ever backtalk their mom? Pain and agony to bring in a child into the world. And God placed that on Eve there in the garden and said, it is going to be painful. And I've told my boys, now that they're having children, you get it now, right? You see that your kids, don't let them be disrespectful to mom. And hopefully if there's some dads listening here, you will stand up and take charge there, especially with the kids that they're being disrespectful to mom. We're about ready to close. Any other quick comments you might have as far as teens? I know if we wrap it up, love them, care for them, be consistent. Bryce, you kind of hammered that. Be consistent. That means get up and go to church, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what it means.
Yeah, say, hey, this is what we're going to do. I mean, if you want to have a family time around the Word, I would recommend don't make it an hour. Read a verse. Look at things that they're praying for and see how you can pray for them. And then pray together as a family. You know, what was the old adage? The family that prays together
stays together. Yeah.
Well, Bryce, Janie, thank you so much for being part of the broadcast here on Word for Life. And again, this is brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church and Pastor Ken Keltner filling in for Pastor Greg Huffman. Thank you for listening to the broadcast this morning. If we can be of help to you, you feel free to call Brookside Baptist Church, 262-783-6180. Well, you have a great day. May the Lord bless you.